Acts chapter 23, and we're going to read from verse 23. And we're speaking about the captain of the guard, the chief captain in Jerusalem. And we read in verse 23, "And he called unto him two centurions, saying, Make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70. And 10, and spearmen 200 at the third hour of the night, and provide them beasts that they may set Paul on and bring him safe unto Felix the governor. And he wrote a letter after this manner: Claudius Lysias, unto the most excellent governor Felix sendeth greeting. This man was taken of the Jews and should have been killed of them. Then came I with an army and rescued him, having understood that he was a Roman. And when I would have known the cause whereof they accused him, I brought him forth into their council, whom I perceived to be accused of questions of their law, but to have nothing laid to his charge worthy of death or of bonds. And when it was told me how that the Jews laid wait for the man, I sent straightway to thee, and gave commandment to his accusers also to say before thee what they had against him. Farewell. Then the soldiers, as it was commanded them, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. On the morrow they left the horsemen to go with him and returned to the castle, who when they came to Caesarea and delivered the epistle to the governor, presented Paul also before him. And when the governor had read the letter, he asked of what province he was, and when he understood that he was of Cilicia, I will hear thee, said he, when thine accusers are also come. And he commanded him to be kept in Herod's judgment hall." In some ways, today's passage for the younger members of our congregation is a simple account of Paul's transfer from one place of captivity into another. He is taken from Jerusalem to Caesarea, from one Roman soldier to another, from one Roman castle to another. And yet, while the surrounding circumstances looked the same, the Lord Jesus Christ was slowly but surely moving Paul's destiny along step by step. Paul had no knowledge how he should escape when both the Jew and the Gentile seized him. But the Lord had. It would be good for me, and it would be good for you, if we could always remember this. Because there are many worries that crowd into our lives, into our thoughts, because we keep forgetting that we have a loving Lord who is in control of all our circumstances. And as I was thinking about this journey that Paul made from Jerusalem to Caesarea, I thought how wonderful it was that Paul was provided with a horse and hundreds of armed guards when he left Jerusalem. I wonder if you've ever heard people talking about the word mindfulness. Mindfulness, I think, means that we are to try and forget the worries around about us and concentrate on what is happening to us in the moment. And while Paul might well have wondered about all the troubles he was leaving in Jerusalem and all of the things that were going to happen to him in Caesarea, I wonder if he had the presence of mind just to have a little bit of a smile to himself as he was escorted these 75 miles from Jerusalem to Caesarea. He was being escorted like a king would be escorted, or as a prince might be escorted under protection of Rome. And I thought I would just show you, since we have the opportunity of doing it, the journey that he took. We can see down here just below the center of this little map of Judea and Samaria, Israel if you like, where Jerusalem is. It's up in the mountains there in that brown and yellow section. And he probably was taken down onto that coastal plain and then up to Antipatris, where it appears the soldiers left them because they were out of danger by that stage, and then from Antipatris all the way up to Caesarea. About 75 miles, it would appear, the journey. It's possible that they took another route, maybe went north immediately and then dropped down a little bit further up. But there we can see Samaria and Judea. And these were both areas that were under the control of this man, Felix. So he was an important man. So while the captain of the guard had the responsibility in Jerusalem, Paul is being taken to the man who has responsibility for this whole area and all the cities that are there. So this man, Felix, to whom Paul was being taken, was indeed an important Roman of his day. So let's go back here and just move on a little bit. So Felix was governor of this area. And yet, what we discover about Felix is that for all his riches and his power and his palaces, the man that he held prisoner, Paul, he held him in Herod's judgment hall, was more blessed in his prison, more happy in his chains, than Felix was in his elevated position. We don't read it in the passage today, but in chapter 24 and verse 27, we discover that this man Felix didn't stay in this job. He was in here for 2 more years. And then another man called Porcius Festus took over from Felix. And we're told that Paul was in prison, in Felix's prison, in this court of Herod for these 2 years. So Paul was going to be in prison under Felix for really quite a long time. And sometimes we don't realize just what that might have meant. Certainly, Paul seems not to have been too severely hurt in that time because he was allowed to see his friends. But what I want to do just in conclusion here is to draw your attention to a little bit of the letter that this the captain of the guard, Lysias, wrote to Felix. He sent a letter about Paul to Felix. And in it, we read together that he very carefully covered his own mistakes in the matter of Paul's arrest with respect to Paul. But it also shows us something of the very sad outlook that this man had upon life. He had Paul, the great apostle Paul, the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, in his presence. And yet he says to Felix that he thought no better of Paul than that he simply was being pursued by the Jews over mere questions of their law. When Paul himself had said that rather he had been arrested by the Jews on the grounds of the hope and resurrection of the dead. And you see, this man, the captain of the guard, was blind to the hope and resurrection of the dead. He thought it was just a mere question of the law, or something to do with their religion, or something to do with their religious scriptures. He had no understanding of the resurrection unto life. He had no grasp of the gospel that Paul preached. He had this man in his charge, in his presence, and yet he never heard the gospel from him. And many people are like him. People in the world are blind to the gospel. But some find the gospel to be true. Some hear the gospel. Some are given to know this hope of resurrection, hope of eternal life that is to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's my prayer this morning on your behalf that the Lord Jesus Christ will open your heart and open your eyes to the hope and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and the grace which comes to those who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, because they understand that there is life after death. There is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ for our eternal life, our spiritual life, for the forgiveness of our sins, and for peace with God through what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. So let us not be like this man who wrote the letter, this captain of the guard, but let us be as Paul, who trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ and who knew the resurrection of his Saviour. Amen.